From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Thank you. Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. He decided to give me the reins today, which could have been a questionable decision. We're still find out and see if that holds true or not. We're only about a half an hour into the show. So, like we said, a lot going on today. Still continuing to monitor these this unrest over in Paris, in France, with, again, continuously having another week of these violent protests over there. And again, like we said at the top of the show, we have President Trump in transition with his chief of staff. He'll have a new one coming in January, still yet to be determined who that will be. But, you know, something that we got to focus on here, though, is we're getting into the end of this administration here in the state of Michigan, with Governor Rick Snyder on his way out and taking over in January of 2019 will be former state Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. She will be the new governor of the state of Michigan. She is a Democrat. Rick Snyder is a Republican. So I guess the biggest thing, though, has always been in Michigan here, the roads are the biggest issue. You know, we've heard on the campaign trail time and time again that this issue keeps coming up. In fact, Gretchen Whitmer made it one of her primary focus, if not the primary focus, telling everybody to elect her so she can fix the damn roads. We're going to talk about that right now. Joining us to talk about that is Chad Livengood, senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, are you there? Well, I think we might have lost Chad. Anyway, so we'll try and get Chad back on the line. But one of the reasons that the roads are so important is because we travel on them every day. And, you know, I think everybody has a story about how, you know, they've hit a pothole, they've damaged the suspension, scraped a rim, something like that. It cost them a lot of money, and it's happened more than a time or two. But, Chad, are you there? Sorry we lost you.
I'm there, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Joining us on the other end of our line is, as I said before, Chad Livengood. He's a senior reporter with Crane's Detroit Business. And Chad, we were talking about how the roads seem to be a perennial thing when it comes to political discussions here in the state of Michigan, whether it's Governor Rick Snyder and the Republican legislature over the past 8 years, or Gretchen Whitmer in her campaign to and successful campaign to become Michigan's next governor. She promised to, that was her top issue, to fix the damn roads. What are we going to see?
Yeah, I mean, because of that, she's tried to frame this as the solution that the Republicans and Governor Snyder came up with is not sufficient, that this $1.2 billion plan, which is basically taking our overall transportation road funding from about $3.2 billion to $4.4 billion over a period of almost 5 years. So back in 2015, they passed this this plan that basically was half of it was a tax increase. It was about a 7 cent gas tax increase and a 20% increase in vehicle registration fees that went into effect the 1st of January 2017, got past that 2016 election. And then the other half of it is just for the first time in state history, really, is just taking money from the state treasury for the general fund of the state that funds the rest of government, and dedicating $600 million per year towards roads. And this plan is not going to be fully funded until 2021, and so there's been a lot of consternation that this is not sufficient. And even Governor Snyder's own infrastructure commission concluded that we need to be spending another $2.7 billion a year just to keep up with the deterioration of roads. MDOT, as engineers have projected, that pavement conditions on trunk line roads, so every state highway, interstate, and U.S. road, the M's, the U.S., and the I's, all those roads, their condition is going to be 55% good pavement condition by 2022 and 65% good condition today. So there's a declining pavement condition, and then that doesn't even account for county roads and city streets that seem to be, at least down in southeast Michigan, some of the worst. So, you know, this road funding debate is just kind of continued to go on. Every time there's a little bit of a surplus, legislators try to put some money into it. You know, right now, Governor Snyder is asking, before he leaves office, he's asking the legislature to appropriate some $180 million in additional revenue that's coming in from sales tax from online purchases this year that wasn't anticipated earlier in the year. So they just dedicate that to roads as well. So there's this kind of continued talk and churn, and everybody sort of knows that what the plan they have right now is not sufficient. It's not keeping up with things. We haven't even gotten to underground infrastructure, which is a whole another, you know, big issue to tackle in this state. And so, you know, I've kind of laid out in a column here that it's time to, you know, the legislature could address this right now in the lame duck session. They could just get over this fight and pass a gas tax increase that would, you know, put the cost of the and the burden of fixing the roads on the folks who break the roads every day by driving.
Right. Joining us on the other end of our line is Chad Livingood. He's a senior reporter with Crane's Detroit Business. The article he's referring to is a deja vu, same old political battle brewing over roads. You can find that in Detroit Crane's Business. But Chad, I mean, we've seen this song and dance before, as you mentioned, and, you know, even with Republicans having full control, we saw a couple bites at the apple to try and get this done. One was the ballot proposal that failed miserably, which, as you pointed out in the article, turned into somewhat of a Christmas tree and lame duck, where everybody hung their own little special interest, special pet project on it, and didn't really focus too much on the roads. But I got to ask you before we run out of time here, do we see any possibility of, you know, we're changing the dynamic here. We have a Democrat governor coming in, but we still have Republican control of the legislature. What's your confidence in them coming together on a compromise?
Well, it doesn't look all that great because Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has basically said he wants to just stick to the current plan, get to 2021 and reevaluate. And then incoming House Speaker Lee Chatfield from up north in Levering, he wants to go back to this issue of removing the sales tax on gasoline that doesn't go to roads, which people think is inherently unfair. It's a really complicated part of our tax system, so he wants to take on that, but that's a whole different animal. If you remove it from the gas tax, you actually blow $1 billion hole into the school aid fund. So you create a whole new crisis, basically, and you bring a whole lot of, bring every school superintendent and school lobbyist in the state to that table. So, you know, there's all these sort of divergent ideas about what to do. Meanwhile, incoming governor Gretchen Whitmer is just going to continue to harp on the fact that the road conditions are getting worse. And, you know, she'll be presenting her budget in March, and that's also the height of pothole season here in Michigan. So I would expect to see that you're going to continue to have a large debate about what to do about the road.
Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance.